producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar.
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth. Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Hey, everybody, this is a big week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as always. Wow, this is our premiere on the Genesis Communications Network. Boy, this is a big day, everybody. You know, I first want to start off by thanking Starcom Network. They gave us our launch. They syndicated us on over 25, 30 stations around the country and really helped the show grow and get the popularity that we now have. And because of being on Starcom and the great work we did with them, Genesis has jumped on board, and now Genesis is going to be broadcasting us to affiliates and syndicators all around the country. Who knows now how many stations we're going to be on? It could be several dozen more, a couple of hundred more, maybe even 1,000 more. Who knows? That's really up to you guys, because the more that listen, the show will grow more, and the bigger we grow, the more syndications that want to jump on board and put us on the air. So I want to thank all you listeners out there that have been loyal to us. And again, keep the tweets and the emails coming. We love to hear what you guys think. We love the posts that you guys put on Facebook. And we really do try to get to all the topics you guys want to hear about. So I just want to start off with all the thank yous first, because we really do appreciate all the support. And it's a good feeling, because it means that what we're doing is liked and appreciated. And we're going in the right direction. And you know, on the Adam Thompson Show, we try to bring you guests that will address the most pressing issues that are going on out there and speak really honestly and off the cuff. We try to keep this as a very impromptu show, so you really get honest and accurate answers. We don't script things out. We don't pre-plan stuff. So when you hear an interview, it's happening live with no notes. I always try to stress that, because on other shows, it may look like sometimes they're doing it that way, but everything's normally very pre-prepared. Everything's got teleprompters. Everything has little notepads going and all that stuff. We don't do that here. We try to keep it as impromptu as possible. So with that said, we got a great show today. We're going to be covering everything from the historic visit by the Pope here to the United States. We're going to be talking about some privacy issues with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, another host here on Genesis Communications in a little bit. But, you know, as always, I like to open the show with something that I find, you know, interesting in the news, and something usually that disturbs me. So the one story, and we'll get to this in our debate segment, of course, so I want to hear what our expert panel is going to say. But there's a story out of New Jersey that many Muslim families have gotten together, and they want the school that their children attend to be closed down. And I mean, not just they don't attend school, close the school, the entire school, close the school down on high Muslim holidays. Okay, I'm going to say that again. These Muslim families want the entire school closed down on high Muslim holidays. And this is a huge debate, because school officials have gotten together, they've met, and they said that they're not going to do it. And now these Muslim families are yelling and screaming discrimination. And, you know, I got such a problem with this on so many levels. First of all, we don't close schools for Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. You know, those families are told, we will respect your right to honor your holiday. You can honor your holiday, keep your children at home, and worship as you want to do. Just like members of other faiths, they worship as they want. Schools aren't going to hold it against you because you want to elect to practice whatever your religion may be. Okay? So in that regard, it isn't separate treatment. But then you got to be honest, right? Got to call it like it is. Schools are closed for major Christian holidays. You know, we all get off of Christmas vacation. We all take an Easter break. You know, those are holidays that have been recognized forever. You know, Good Friday. There's all these different days that are high holy days within the Christian religion, and those days are recognized. And every year, you know, whether they want to say it or not, we get 2 weeks off at Christmas. We get a week off for the Easter break. And whether they call it an Easter break or a winter recess, because some schools are trying now to be politically correct, we all know that it's a break recognizing Easter and a break recognizing Christmas. So with that said, aren't we really given truly preferential treatment to one religion by recognizing those holidays? And in my opinion, you know, if you're going to call it like you see it, the answer's got to be yes, we are. And you know what? This goes back to what I always say on this show, and it's true. And I wish more people would jump on board. And as time progresses, it seems people are jumping on board. And that is, we need separation of church and not just state, everybody. It's got to be separation of church and everything else. We really have to focus on just keeping religion out of all the different areas of public life. Listen, we all have the religious freedom in this country to practice any way we want. You can practice a religion, you can choose not to practice a religion. Whatever your religion dictates that you want to do or follow, that's your choice to make as an individual. And I recommend everybody practice, do whatever it is you want to do. That's why this country is so great. And my recommendation is you practice it, and it should really be a private thing. What you do in your home with your religion is fine, because that's your home and your domain. If you want to go and practice your religion in your house of worship or church you go to or in a congregation with other people where you share those same beliefs, that's fine too. But when it starts crossing the line and crossing over into other people's world, that's where the line has to be drawn. One person's religion should not infringe upon or be forced upon anybody else. And I know if the argument was different, if these Muslim families said in future, when we're the majority, this country, and that was one of the comments by one of the family members, they said, one day we will be the majority, and when we're the majority, basically implying things will be different. How would we feel as non-Muslims if our kids attended a school that was Muslim-controlled, and let's suppose that they voted in a school board that was run by Muslims, and because they had the majority vote, they would be able to vote that moving forward from this point forward, the school will officially close down and not open on all Muslim holidays. But on Christmas it will remain open, on Easter it will remain open, Jewish holidays will remain open, it will only close on those Muslim high holidays. There would be outrage around this country. There would be picket lines. There would be people protesting. There would probably be rioting in the streets, to be honest. And people would be saying, how can these Muslim people come here and force their religion on us? How did they come here and make us, you know, be subjected to their ways? They need to assimilate. They need to get used to our country. They're living here now. And while assimilation is good, what makes America so great is people do come from all over the world. And that's, it's the melting pot of all these societies that makes us so great, because we're blending together different ideas, different thought processes, different ways of doing things, and we all learn from each other. But at the same time, there has to be that mutual respect and those lines drawn in the sand where we don't oversaturate certain things, and religion can do that. You know, you want to be Christian? Great. You want to be Jewish? Great. You want to be Muslim? Great. You want to practice being a Catholic? Great. Whatever it is you want to do is great. But don't push it on other people. So indirectly, give this thought, everybody. Have we been pushing preferential treatment on the Catholic or Christian religion because we promote Christmas, we promote Easter, but yet we don't close schools down for other holidays? I mean, if you really look at it at the base level, the answer to that got to be yes. And I know if the flip was true, if the Muslims were able to close down the school only on high holy Muslim days, we would all be up in arms and saying they're forcing their way of life and their religion on us. And that would be a truthful argument. We would say it's wrong, and it would be wrong. So that's why we go back to what my argument is, folks. We need a separation of church and everything. If we kept church out of school, if schools were open all year round and they had no closings based on any kind of religious holiday, you avoid all these complications. Just like if you keep religion out of politics, you know, same-sex marriage, all these different issues. If you keep religion out of politics and let the laws be the laws and let things happen as they naturally do, you don't get into these kind of problems. Give that a thought, everybody. And with that said, we'll be right back after this.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, my next guest is one of my favorites. He's been on many times before and a fellow host of a show here on Genesis Communications Network. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Catherine Albrecht, the host of the radio talk show hit, the Dr. Albrecht Show. She's one of the foremost knowledgeable people in the areas of privacy. So I want to get her on because there's been so much going on lately in this area. I thought no better person to get into this. So welcome back to the show, Doctor.
Hey, Adam, and welcome to GCN. It's great to have you joining our lineup here.
Thank you. I'm very excited to do that, and I think it's going to be a great platform to get the information out there, and I think the listener and the viewership is just phenomenal. So we're very stoked to hear the show.
I think we have the best listeners in the entire country listening to GCN, so you're in the right place.
Well, I'm very honored to be joining your company and the other people on the network. So let me get to it and ask you, you know, everyone's so excited now about the new release of Windows 10 that is coming out because they're so worried about the back end stuff. All of the glitches, I'll be able to get a little more of convenience in using the program. But what they don't know is how Windows 10 is going to invade their privacy. So I wanted you to come on to tell my listeners what they don't know and need to know.
Yeah, so Windows 10 is probably the biggest middle finger I have ever seen corporate America give to the public in all of my years of following this. I've been at this about 15 years. And basically what Windows has done is they've taken a cue from Google and all of the other free services out there, and I put free in quotes because you pay with your privacy. But the new trend with apps, with internet services, with search engines, email, you name it, is to offer you something for free, and then the catch and the reason they can make it free is because they built in all sorts of spyware into it, and then once they use the spyware, they capture enough information about you that they can make money by selling that information or giving access to it to marketers, and that's how the internet is pretty much funded these days, is it's funded by all of these seemingly wonderful apps that give us all sorts of seemingly wonderful benefits while spying on us. And in the past, Windows, the operating system from the very beginning, has always been a paid program. In fact, it was fairly expensive to get a copy of Windows in the past. And so Windows has hit upon the same model that all, which is to say, we'll give you our services for free, but the catch is that we're going to spy on you through them. And I've never seen such an extraordinary amount of spyware in my life as what they've packed in to Windows 10. And they've done this by saying, hey, here's your free operating system. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade, and we'll encourage you to upgrade at every turn. And then what we'll do is we'll make sure that we're spying on you through the actual operating system itself. In other words, the most intimate part of your computer that you have to have on to even have a computer has now become spyware for Microsoft. And let me give you just an example of some of the things that they
can do. That's what I wanted to know. So people sit in front of Windows 10. They go, they get the email. Oh, you're already subscribed. You have 8.1 or 8. You get a free upgrade. They decide to click the download. They do the download. It's saved in the computer. Then they open it. They start using it. How in the use of the application, and how are they spying? So we all know.
Yeah, so what Windows basically does is they turn on your microphone, a keylogger, basically all the things that the FBI in the past used to have to get a search warrant to do to people, Windows is now doing automatically. So they automatically turn on your microphone. You may have, listeners may have heard about the Samsung televisions that had the microphones turned on that could actually listen to your conversations in your living room. Well, now your computer is able to do the same thing. And the way they get away with this is they've created a so-called digital assistant called Cortana, C-O-R-T-A-N-A. And the digital assistant is there supposedly so that if you need help and you don't want to log on to your computer, you can just speak a command. And Cortana, the digital assistant from Microsoft, will be always listening to every sound that happens around your computer in the off chance that you say, okay, Cortana, put this medical appointment in my calendar for next week or put this exam on my schedule for next Tuesday. And so Cortana is basically Microsoft's excuse for leaving a microphone on all the time. So if you're running the Windows operating system, your microphone is on, and Windows is listening to you on the off chance that you say something that activates their digital assistant. And what that means is that they're listening to everything else you say, too. If Microsoft Windows 10 is running, the microphone is on, and Windows is listening. Microsoft's listening. In addition, there's something called a keystroke logger, which is basically a tool that the FBI used to have to break into people's houses with black gloves to put on their computers. And what it does is it monitors everything that's typed into a keyboard. Now, Windows has built one of these in automatically, and if you just accept the defaults when you're installing Windows 10, if you don't individually go in and turn this off, then you're going to have a keystroke logger keeping track of every single thing you type. So if you've got a secret password or you're using encryption, well, it's not secret anymore because the very fact of typing it onto your keyboard gives access to Microsoft. So every private confidential document you write, every email, every password you enter, every password you enter to get into your bank account, they're monitoring all of it through a keystroke logger. That's one of the most egregious offenses. Yeah, sort of offensive uses of surveillance that I can think of, because even the FBI requires serious search warrants to get that kind of access.
No, absolutely. That's infringing on our rights as far as you can go. They basically have a camera now in everybody's home and can monitor everything you do. So this is as bad as it gets. I remember the last time you were on, there were all the different problems with different retailers out there having all the information stolen, credit card information from your socials, the card numbers, dates of birth, all different stuff. And we were talking about the potential seeing chips being put in cards. It's the next level of the way the government in these places getting into our homes and invading our privacy further. Now, there's something that I just heard that Target may actually be going in this direction. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is really horrifying news, Adam. And in fact, I found it hard to believe when I first heard the announcement that Target, on their corporate blog — this is a website that's just for corporate employees or for investors, so it's certainly not for the public — they made an announcement back several months ago that they were going to be secretly putting RFID tags on products in unnamed stores. They weren't even telling people where they were, and they said it's going to be so obtrusive nobody will notice that we're doing it. And I looked at this and I thought, you got to be kidding me, because RFID tags on products can be read, like if you check into a hotel and you've got one of these tags on a product, the person in the next room over, if they have an RFID reader, can literally read it through the walls of the hotel. I mean, it's that insecure and it's that open to surveillance. So it's really tracking and monitoring inventory control technology that's meant for items in a warehouse, but it was never meant to be put on individual items that we would buy. And so sure enough, I'm shopping in a Target store the other day and I buy a package of men's underwear for my husband, and I get it home and I open it up, and I'm here in New Hampshire, and I see that there's an RFID tag literally sitting on the package of this men's underwear. So I've tried to call the company. They say the customer service people say they have no idea what I'm talking about. They've never heard of RFID. I've been trying to call Alien Technology, of all creepy names. That's the name of the company that makes the tags. I don't know why you'd call your company that if you knew it was creepy and people wouldn't like it. I've tried calling everybody. I'm not getting any answers. So I'm calling on people to head into their local Target stores around the country, go into the men's underwear section, and see if you can find Fruit of the Loom or other men's underwear in the plastic packaging that has an RFID tag on it. And you'll know that because it's about a 3-inch by 1.5-inch sticker. It has the words EPC.
All right. Well, we got to leave it there, Dr. Albrecht. We're out of time. But everybody, good information. Make sure you process this, and please follow up with Dr. Albrecht and send her this information. Because the more people that get informed about this, the easier it will be for us to make changes and move away from this. Everybody, the one and only Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's that time on the Adam Thompson Show, the thing that gets us the most tweets and email responses. Of course, I'm talking about our Down and Dirty debate segment where I bring in the top experts and panelists that we love, and we put them all in the pit. We let them go at it. The thing that makes this so unique, unlike all the other shows that are out there, is this is totally unscripted. Our guests don't know the topics. They don't know where we're going to. It's just questions off the top of our heads that we get from people that email us in or that we find from breaking stories, and we put it right to the panelists so we get real impromptu answers where everyone's just basically shooting from the hip. And it's really where you get the best information because people don't have time to do these prepared statements and talking points, and I hate that. We want to get to the bottom line and hear what people really think. So with that said, let's bring back all return panel members who we love, who always keep it nice and juicy and keep the conversation fresh. From Overnight America, nationally syndicated radio talk show host John Grayson, the host of The Price of Business on Bloomberg Radio, Kevin Price, and the co-host on The Brink Morning Show, KCAA AM 1050, Aaron Hunt Brinker. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, let's get started. This there's so much to actually cover, so I want to start, of course, with the biggest breaking news story. I'm in New York right now recording live, and, of course, the Trump spectacular is still going, but the only person that seems to be able to override Trump in getting any kind of news coverage is the Pope. So the Pope is just making his first historic visit here, and he's in D.C. today, and he's on his way to New York tomorrow, and I've already been alerted ahead of everything, you know, everything's shutting down. I mean, you can't even take a train or walk two blocks without there's going to be police barricades everywhere. So let me start off with this question. Should the Pope really be getting all this hoopla? Should people really be so in a frantic mode? It's like you think the Beatles came in 1964 for the first time with the British invasion. People in the streets lining up, going crazy. This is just a man. You know, he's doing, you know, basically a service within the church, but this is just a man. Are people getting too overhyped over seeing just a person come by in a little Pope mobile? Am I missing the point here? Because to me, I think it's just too much, and I think it's kind of silly. I'll start with you, John Grayson.
Yeah, and I can see what you're saying, Adam. I think that there is a lot of hype involved in just about anything, but he is a world leader. In addition to being a religious leader, I think that there are enough people in this world who see him, even non-Catholics, who see him as having some kind of sway over public opinion, that when he steps forward, he is the voice of so many folks that he really has the ability to, with the wave of a hand and with a single word, change the way people think about things. And I mean, he's changed the direction of the Catholic Church. So, yeah, I would say that he's due some kind of respect.
Yeah, I get that in one regard, but in the other regard, I think it also proves the point. It's like he's a man. He's there to promote, supposedly, the Word of God or the Bible. He's supposed to be a member of a religious group that follows a certain belief. But as we see, different popes have different opinions, some more conservative, some more liberal, and they basically, like, almost it's like the Supreme Court interpreting the Constitution. A new pope comes in, they read and interpret these religious works, the Bible, whatever it may be, the way they want, and all of a sudden, you know what, gay marriage is no good. That the Bible doesn't say that. Well, guess what? New pope, new game. Hey, it's okay now, let's bring them in. It's just so ridiculous. This guy is basically taking the place. If God creates the law, how is this guy then changing what the rules of the laws are? I don't get it. Kevin Price, am I missing something?
No, I think you're spot on entirely. Western culture has been slumming it now for decades, and now you got a pope that validates that slumming. He's a complete, completely opposed philosophically to a pope that, you know, two popes ago was the first pope in well over a century to become a saint. They are literally going against what they believe theologically. It's shocking to see what's happening. And so, of course, it's kumbaya. Of course they love this guy. He validates all of these principles that violate long-term Catholic teaching. And by the way, I'm not even a Catholic, and I can observe this.
Well, it just really demonstrates to me more when you really look at everything that's going on in the world. You know, I really wish that we would, if we could make one big change that would be sweeping, that would affect everyone in this country and then spread worldwide, it would just really keep religion separate and apart from everything. You know, and they say separation of church and state, keep it out of the government, keep it out of schools, keep it out of everything. You want to worship and do your religion? I'm all for freedom of religion or no religion, but do it on your own, do it in your own house, or do it when you go to your house of worship. But when you start bringing it into all these different things, you know, that's where I think 99% of the problems in the world comes from. There seems to be so much conflict over religion. I think this, and you do this, and it just leads to trouble. So let me get to you about this, Aaron. He comes in, and of course, right off the bat, he's in D.C. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, politicizing the whole thing. You know, the Republicans, the Pope is on our side with this because they want to pull in those votes. The Democrats are there on our side. Look, he says that there's climate change, and he's saying this and that. Should the politicians be really jumping to do this? Is that completely inappropriate? I think it is, and I'm surprised that they're doing it in one hand, but I'm not surprised in the other hand.
Well, there's really two questions that we're talking about. The first one is that he is a head of state. Vatican is its own nation, and so should he be receiving the same kind of welcome that other heads of state receive? Yes, he should be. And the other thing is that there are 2 billion Catholics in the world, and it's a very significant number of Catholics in the United States. And so by sucking up to the Pope, of course, it's an election year here next year, they're sucking up to the Catholic voters. And everybody, of course, then wants to claim those voters as their own. As far as what this particular Pope does, he's been revolutionary as far, you know, in his rulings. And I agree with the statement that he's taking things in the direction that the Catholic Church hasn't gone before. But the Church also believes that he has the ability to do that. I do believe that church and state, official church and state, should be kept separately. But the reality is that people have a faith or no faith. And so, you know, for me, my faith makes an impact on the decisions that I make. And I know lots of other people do, too. Catholics have one leader, the Pope. Protestants, there are so many splinter groups for Protestants. There's, you know, Presbyterian and Baptist and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They don't have kind of a unified leader. And that's what makes this particular religious leader unique. You know, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's very much a South American Pope. He really agrees with kind of that leftist South American political and economic philosophies. He's pretty anti-capitalist. You know, he's been to Cuba. So, you know, he's not my favorite guy.
But, you know, I just find it really just ridiculous. John Grayson, you know, let's suppose the Pope gets sick. And in a month he passes away because some horrific illness hits him. And then they get the next Pope, he gets sworn in. If the next Pope philosophically disagrees with the positions on this Pope, then instantaneously he could, you know, reverse and change all the different more progressive movements this Pope has been indoctrinating in the public and then just go in a total reverse. And just blindly, the people that follow this religion are going to say, hey, that's great. You know what? That's what the Pope says. That's the answer. This is just the guy. You know, look, if I meet the Pope and we're in a restaurant, we're both going to the bathroom and using the bathroom. Okay? There's no deity in the bathroom. I mean, am I missing something? John Grayson, please correct me. My brain can't wrap around this.
No, you're not missing anything at all. And that's very true. I mean, he is a man. And at the same time, I mean, there is a distinction made because the things that he says and the things that he says in the context of an interview or the things that he says, even when he's just talking to people out on the street, are very different than the things that he says in an encyclical that are official Catholic doctrine. Those things that he sets down are, in fact, according to Catholics, those things are coming directly from God. Those things are infallible. But the things that he says just in the context of an interview, not every word that the Pope says is considered to be infallible. So, yeah, it's not necessarily, I mean, if you're Catholic, you don't have to follow every word that the Pope says and consider that to be like sheep following the shepherd, that you have to believe and agree with every word that comes out of the man's mouth. So, yes, you're right. It could be that the next Pope comes along and there's another shift in the way and the attitude that the Church has about things. But it's not necessarily going to change the opinions of every Catholic on earth.
Well, we're going to pick it up where we left off. We got to do a hard break, everybody. So sit where you are. We're going to come back and talk about the amazing rock star visit of the Pope.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're going to continue with Pope Mania. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see people on the streets selling Pope T-shirts, Pope soap. There's going to be all kind of merchandise because whenever anything like this happens, people just come out of nowhere and they make everything into a marketing scheme. So I'm sure when the Pope hits New York tomorrow, we'll see everything from Pope shirts to everything else. So let me pick it up because I'm talking about the merchandising of it, the money behind it. One of the big messages of the Pope is about the economic inequality that he sees, particularly in this country, as a result of capitalism. And he seems obviously not to be a fan of capitalism. And if you had to pick a candidate out there that he's probably most in track with, it's probably Bernie Sanders, who says he thinks that the economic gap in this country between the very, very rich elite, the top 1%, and everybody else is just dooming this country. The middle class is almost non-existent. The level of poverty is rising. And that's a message that basically the Pope is giving around the world. And I'm sure when he comes and addresses Congress, without completely bashing the idea and concept of capitalism, he's basically going to send that message that everyone needs to look out for each other. Everybody needs to help each other. And economically, things should be more evenly divided, and people should have access to get more stuff. So I want to know your take on that, but I just want to throw this into the mix, because you all mentioned before, he's the head of a state, he's a world leader. I find this very hypocritical, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's the Pope coming here. He's going to tell us that capitalism doesn't work, too many people are left behind, and greed is what prospers, that shouldn't be what we're instilling in people, and yet the Vatican other than maybe the crown jewels, which the royal family has in England, the Vatican is sitting on probably the most accumulated wealth that there is, maybe in the world, between assets, gold, land, properties, pieces of art. I mean, it's almost like a scene in an Indiana Jones movie. You go down under the city, there's their own rail system, and they have just, you know, warehouses full of the most prized collectibles and jewels and stuff like that. And yet, I don't see that being shared, given to the poor, that money being converted to do good things around the world where they're helping people. But he's going to come on a national tour and tell everybody how greed is bad and idea capitalism doesn't work. To me, that's hypocrisy. So, Kevin Price, do you think that message is going to resonate well and anybody would have the nerve to ask the Pope the kind of question I just raised to you guys?
Well, I think that the Pope ideologically represents the media culture out there, the liberal agenda out there. I mean, you talk about hypocrisy. Would you like to talk about the Kennedy wealth and how much they still have and how little they gave? Clinton wealth and how much they had, and compare that to the, you know, tithing plus that the Bush family used to do? I mean, hypocrisy and liberalism, shocking. You know, I hate to say it, but it's very common here. And the only reason why this Pope is here is because ideologically on the major issues, he lines up with Barack Obama. You know, Obama could use all the support he could get, but yes, obviously it's hypocritical. But this media buys, you know, supports these hypocrites, be they politicians or be they pontiffs, and they're not going to bite this this person who bolsters their ideology.
No, I don't think they will. So, Aaron, do you think that it's very hypocritical that he's going to get up there in front of Congress, do this historic speech? I mean, no Pope ever appeared in front of Congress. He's going to cover all the major issues that we're talking about, but he's really going to touch on economics. He's going to touch on capitalism, and he's going to say how everybody needs to really give more and do more to help those in need. But yet, look at the – I couldn't even put a value on the wealth and the abundance that the Vatican has. But yet we don't see that being broken down to feed the poor and do everything else. It's like trickles compared to what they could be doing, right? I mean, really, they're giving crumbs when they could be making, you know, six-foot heroes for everybody.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's hypocritical. And, you know, it's not capitalism that's the problem. And he needs somebody in Congress, when he does address them, needs to perhaps in an interview or perhaps somehow get a question to him. But the issue is crony capitalism, not capitalism. When capitalism is even, then people and everybody can succeed, and based on the effort that you put into it. If the government's in the business of picking winners and losers, which they have done under the Obama administration, that's when you start seeing this growth in equality. You know, our president is the one who spouts off the most about the income inequality, but it is dramatically increased under his presidency. Leftism doesn't work. And that needs to be loud and clear from Republicans who are going to be in and around the interviews for the Pope. The Pope is going to get up there and pontificate. That's what he does. That's his job. He's a Latin American. He's going to come from that bent. But, God, you know, Cubans sure aren't doing very well, and Argentina's got its issues, and all of these Marxist countries aren't doing well. And there's – I don't know, this fantasy that leftism works, it over and over and over and over again, it has failed. China has money now because they've become more capitalist. So it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
It doesn't make sense. So, John Grayson, do you think if the Pope is an undocumented person from Latin America, Donald Trump's going to call for his removal?
There's a whole new wall coming. Yeah, it's going to get absolutely crazy. But first of all, I love your merchandising idea, and I think I want the Pope soap on a rope kiosk lockdown right away. That's going to be my first order of business. But no, I'm a product of Tampa Jesuit High School, so I'm going to have to make sure I get all of this right, because otherwise I'm pretty sure Father Hippolyte's still out there with a paddle with my name on it. But as I understand it, getting back to I'm serious about that too. The hypocrisy of all of the wealth that's involved in this, you're absolutely right. And Adam, that gets back to your point about the separation of church and state. Because while the Pope is not terribly happy about the way we approach capitalism, he's no fan of communism either. And it all comes down to what the solution to the problems with our approach to capitalism are, and the growing gap between the very wealthy and the very poor. And I think that his message would probably resonate a lot better if what he focused on was what you've heard conservatives focus on in this country for a long time, which is charitable giving. Give more, do more, and that it's incumbent upon the people who have more to do more. And I think if he did that, there would be less of a split and there would be less hard feelings about some of the things that he's saying.
Right, I agree. I think if you make the message more general where everyone can do better and everyone could help, I think that's the right message to send. But yep. I don't think it's going to go down that way. Everyone always has an agenda. It'll be very interesting to see when the time comes what agenda he'll be pushing. All right, we only got 3 minutes left before we got to close out. So I want to get to a related topic since we're on this separation of church from state and religion. And a breaking story out of New Jersey today was that Muslim families were petitioning to a school board in a local school that the school should be closed for the high holy holidays within the Muslim religion. And they're upset that they don't know if it's going to be approved or not, but they said the school closes on other holidays for other religious groups such as Easter and Christmas. And yet I know that schools aren't closed for high holy days for Jewish families. Jewish families just don't send their children in on those days and they celebrate. So I wanted to you know, I'll give you each guys a minute and then we got to close out. But I wanted to get your take on this because I'm completely against it. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, again, that religion is playing such a big part. I don't think schools should be closed for anything. I don't think religion should enter into anything in a public school. You know, if it was a private school, then they could do what they want. But in public school, I wish they keep religion completely out of it, and there's none of that nonsense. But again, we lead to questions and arguments like this. When should it close? When should it open? So, I mean, Kevin Price, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, I'm a big opponent of government schools in general. I believe in the mass privatization of schools. You cannot maintain a free society when the government controls the schools. That's just a fundamental belief of mine. Secondly, though, if you are going to have government schools, they should determine calendars based on who elects into school boards. And whatever school boards decide, they need to use proper channels like school boards to get these things addressed and not threatened with lawsuits, not threatened with, you know, browbeating and pounding on their chests. There's appropriate channels. We got this bizarre culture that completely has abdicated these channels.
Yeah, it's true. But, Aaron, do you think that we should just basically, if we kept out religion completely from schools, wouldn't it just make things easier that we don't even have these questions come up or these problems?
Yeah, actually,
I'm sorry. That was first. Sorry about that.
No worries. I actually think, yes. I mean, here in California, none of the holidays that week, there's winter break, there's spring break, there's summer break, and then there's Thanksgiving, which is not a religious holiday. And those are the holidays that people get off. Some people still call it Christmas break, but officially it's called winter break. The public schools should not have religious holidays. You should, however, have the ability to take your child out of school for religious holidays, whether it's Yom Kippur or there's an Eid or, you know, it's a day after Easter and your family's still out. You know, you should have the right to do that. But as far as the school recognizing a particular holiday, no, you should not have the ability to do that.
I think you nailed it. 20 seconds to close us on this, John.
You're absolutely right, Adam. Keep the religion out of schools. And the funny thing is, everybody's getting all up in arms about this Muslim family. But the fact of the matter is, if you try to take Easter break and Christmas break out, all of a sudden you're declaring war on Christians. It's crazy.
Could you imagine if we did, as John just said, we took Easter or Christmas out? Okay, everybody, that's it. We're out of time. The clock is striking the last chord. So until next time, remember, join us. I again want to thank our great panel, John Grayson, Kevin Price, and Aaron Hunt Brinker. Always fabulous. Until next time, everybody, remember, always
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.